USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, one of the three panels leading the impeachment inquiry, is now defending the whistleblower whose complaint sparked the inquiry into President Trump. Texas Congressman Will Hurd saying on Fox News Sunday,
"We should be protecting the identity of the whistleblower. I've said that from the very beginning because how we treat this whistleblower will impact whistleblowers in the future."
Adding that having a whistleblower law on the books is important as an overall check and balance. Former U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley saying that two top members of the Trump administration were trying to get her to undermine President Trump. Haley says that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly told her they were resisting the president because they were trying to save the country. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. If you are a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll have the opportunity to maximize your coverage by selecting a Medicare Advantage plan in 2020 that won't interfere with your existing Veterans Affairs VA healthcare benefits. Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans can expand your Medicare options. Ed Sandrick of Humana.
The launch of Humana Honor is a natural next step in our commitment to veterans. Enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan provides access to additional services and benefits, like urgent care and dental coverage, while the VA continues to provide prescription drug coverage and primary care.
It's important veterans understand how Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans complement VA benefits in order to maximize veterans' health coverage. The Medicare Advantage Plans provide extra benefits and services, expand medical provider options, and are open to everyone with Medicare. For more, visit humana.com/Medicare.
Record cold could be coming to dozens of U.S. cities this week as the National Weather Service is forecasting lows that would break or tie records in at least 148 cities between Tuesday and Thursday. It's Veterans Day, plenty of businesses offering discounts and freebies to veterans and active duty service members. President Trump will be speaking at the beginning of a parade in New York City. The People's Choice Awards last night, where one of the night's biggest moments came from actor-comedian Kevin Hart. He was there to accept the award for Comedy Act of 2019, and it was his first major public appearance since he was seriously injured in a car crash last September. He says,
"First and foremost, man, thank God, because I definitely don't have to be here. Being that I am, it makes me appreciate life even more. It makes me appreciate the things that really matter. Family. I want to thank my wife, my kids."
USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The criminal trial of longtime Donald Trump associate Roger Stone will resume on Tuesday. USA's Chris Barnes brings us up to date.
Former Trump campaign executive Steve Bannon giving potentially damaging testimony in federal court back on Friday, saying that he believed that Stone had a relationship with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Stone is on trial for witness tampering and lying to Congress, and the charges are linked to the release of hacked Democratic Party emails by WikiLeaks that had been damaging to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Stone has pleaded not guilty in the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley writes in a new book that two top advisors to President Trump ignored or undermined him because they were trying to save the country. She says both then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly sought her help in undercutting or working around the president, but she refused. She says Tillerson told her people would die if the president wasn't restrained.
It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing, and it goes against the Constitution, and it goes against what the American people want, and it was offensive.
She spoke on CBS Sunday Morning. Kelly disputes Haley's account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.